As you recall, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Kaber, this is a Clone Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Fox/Bail/Brea, as well as the characters of Pons, Coruscant Guard clone troopers, and original Jedi characters. It is part of the Here There Be Dragons series. Fox took a breath and counted to 100. He was commander of the Coruscant Guard. He was a shape-shifting dragon. He was not a carking babysitter. Well, sometimes he was. But for senators, diplomats, important people, annoying people, but important ones all the same. Not this. Not a gaggle of baby Jedi. Okay, fine. Cadet Jedi, younglings, initiates, whatever the word was. The Jedi were not his responsibility. He and his men were about the only clones who could say that. They had the entire rest of the guard to look after them. And yet, here he was. Right, Fox muttered, resisting the urge to run a hand over his face. For all that Hound had his bucket on, Fox knew that Hound was fighting back a grin. The bastard. Go finish your rounds with Grizzer, Fox ordered. Hound threw him a cheeky wave and nudged the Massive back to work. Four sad pairs of youngling eyes turned to him. Fox desperately wished he had his bucket on, but he got the feeling putting it on now would be seen as rude. And he didn't want to be rude to Cadet Jedi who didn't actually deserve it. But still, those tender Jedi hearts had gotten them into this mess to begin with. As you recall, an animal is how you got lost in the first place, Fox pointed out. That seemed to be unnecessary, as the four younglings were still holding the Tuca kittens they'd rescued. Fox hadn't even known that Jedi younglings went on trips outside the temple in groups like this, but apparently they did. A field trip, he'd been informed it was called, to one of the museums. Only for these five to get separated from the others on the way back and become his problem. Well, his men's problem, which made it his problem. The fifth youngling, holding what Fox presumed was the mother Tuca, just held said creature tighter and stared defiantly back at him. But they need help. They were living on the street and the mama Tuca looks hurt. We have to help. Jedi help people, the young human girl insisted. The other younglings, a human boy, a Rodian girl, a Togruta boy, and a Twi'lek girl, all nodded emphatically as she spoke. Fox tried very hard to ignore Thyre and Thorn snickering from a few feet away. He really needed more calf. The snickering continued. Well, they just volunteered themselves to help. Thyre, Thorn, you two will get our visitors a snack while I make a few calls, Fox ordered. Thyre and Thorn groaned, even as the five younglings turned on them with wide smiles. Once his men had ushered the children and animals back out into the main area of the guard's offices, Fox picked up his comm. First things first. As soon as the call connected, Fox said, Pons, we have some wayward Jedi younglings here in the guard offices. Pons exhaled, sounding relieved, like a great weight had just lifted from his shoulders.
Fox, thank the Force you found them,
Pons breathed.
The temple has been in a tizzy since the field trip group arrived back short five younglings. General Windu and I had just gotten out of a strategy meeting when the report came in that there were missing younglings. Things are getting very tense.
Fox felt mildly guilty for not just sending a text comm the minute the younglings came in. He should have realized that their absence would have been noticed and their teachers would be worried. Fox assured, they're fine. They have a story, but they're all unharmed. There was a mother Tuca and some kittens. It's ridiculous. Hans made a soft awing sound over the comms.
They rescued a Tuca and her kittens? That's so Jedi of them.
Fox sighed heavily. Just send someone to collect them, please. I just know they're going to manage to recruit Thorn and Thyre into some scheme involving these Tukas if we don't get them out of here quick. Hans laughed, but assured Fox that someone would be there soon. With that done, Fox turned back to his other problem, figuring out what to do with said Tukas. He rather thought this was a bit minor a thing to bother Bale with, but he didn't know who else to ask about a carking veterinarian for a stray Tuca and her kittens. Force. Fox didn't even have a Jedi, and yet he was still making ridiculous comm calls because of them. He wanted a refund. Fortunately, Bale answered on the third chime.
Fox, how are things with guard today?
Bale asked. He sounded tired, and Fox felt a bang of guilt for bothering him with something so trivial. But he remembered that Bale wanted him to do things like this. Bolstered by that reminder, Fox replied,
We have 5 Jedi younglings who managed to misplace themselves after being distracted by a Tuca and her kittens. The younglings are unharmed. Fortunately, Hound and Stone found them and brought them back here. I've already called the temple. They're sending someone to collect the younglings. However, said children are very determined that this Tuca and her kittens need help. I have no idea what to do with this. I was trained for war, not stray cats.
Bale chuckled softly.
Well, good news is, that's easy,
Bale assured.
I'll send someone to collect the Tuca and her kittens. While I don't have any pets, I do know a well-recommended veterinarian. One of my staff can take them to get checked out. If they do need care, I'll handle it. And then we will get them all good homes.
Fox smiled fondly at the swift but thorough response. He appreciated that about Bale. The man could plan on the spot as well as any clone commander.
The younglings will be happy to hear that, Fox replied.
Grimacing, he added,
If only all our problems were so easily solved.
With a sigh, Bale agreed.
That would be very nice, wouldn't it?
Fox nodded. I'll let you go. I'm sure you have plenty to do.
I'll let the younglings know the Tuca will be in good hands, Fox said.
Thank you.
Bale's smile was evident in his tone as he replied,
Thank you for asking me to help.
Ducking his head, Fox murmured,
I'm trying to remember that I can.
Gently, Bale assured,
I know that will take time. Will you still be able to come to late meal tonight? It's my scheduled night to call Brea, and I know she wanted to talk to you, too.
Fox brightened at the reminder.
If my miscreants know what's best for them, I will, Fox replied.
Bale chuckled again as they signed off the call, and Fox took a few heartbeats to savor the warm feeling in his chest. The end.